We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm so glad that Brad Young tweeted. Well, he didn't tweet, he texted. Let me read this for you. That Gene Simmons must use ice cubes because of the pyrotechnics that constantly go off all around him. Totally understand. You got to be prepared for those pyrotechnics that come around. You know, I had to go look up a song, and there was another song that could double as an opening for a radio show. So if I ever change that one, the Right Here Right Now, that's the name of the song. We could play some Kiss to start the show. This would be really good intro music for a show. Just enough time for you to get into it and say your thing, but I don't think I can stretch out Overnight America over this one. This could be a mistake. Well, they got the ooh sound down for overnight. Tonight, I wanna give it all to you. Yeah, this will be my show from here on out. In the darkness, there's so much I wanna do. Nothing dirty about it, of course. It's just a radio show. In this scenario, you're the girl, the listener. It kind of works. I can see, you know, late at night and in the show. It kind of has a good intro. It has a nice little ring to it. If you think I should switch up my intro music to Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You, text in now at 314-436-7900. Oh, that's funny. No, I don't think I'm going to do it. No, maybe I should. That's not bad. We haven't had we've been doing the show almost for 3 years now. We're coming up on in April, it'll be the 3-year anniversary. So who knows? Maybe we'll do something crazy for the 3-year anniversary. You know who was on Rush Limbaugh's program earlier today? President Trump. And what a surprise there. The last time President Trump was on, as far as I know, was when Rush was celebrating a birthday. And every year when it's Rush's birthday, they bring in the cake and they sing happy birthday to him and they do all those things. And he gets some surprise phone calls from certain people. And President Trump was one of them. And he brought up a couple of different points regarding Iran. And President Trump is someone that knows how to directly get out to the people. So he is someone that uses Twitter and social media. He is someone that doesn't use the barrier of the news networks. He looks at the news networks and say they're going to distort my message or they're just going to flat out. They're going to warp it so much that it's not going to be what I want to tell people. So he's like, fine, I'll just go straight to the people. And that's what he's been very effective at doing. And he'll go to Rush Limbaugh. He'll use outlets that will allow him to speak. And this being one, let's look at a couple of things Rush said earlier today. And if you were listening here on KMOX, you got it here too, because we are one of the affiliates for Rush Limbaugh. Here's him talking about the Iranian leader.
Well, this should have been done for the last 15 to 20 years, him in particular. He was their real military leader. He's a terrorist. He was designated a terrorist by President Obama. And then Obama did nothing about it except give them $150 billion and even more incredibly, $1.8 billion in cash. You hear me talking about that all the time, and you talk about it all the time. He gave him all this money. He never wanted to do anything about it. President Bush should have taken him out. He is responsible for the IEDs. Those are the roadside bombs and bombs that blow up all over the place. And then the sister, which is the big one, the big version that actually knocks out tanks and kills everybody within earshot. a really horrible weapon. He's responsible for all those incredible young people over at Walter Reed, where they do such a great job, by the way, and where they lose their arms and their legs. And all. He gave so much of that technology. Much of that stuff was made in Iran. And he should have been taken out a long time ago. And we had a shot at it, and we took him out. And we're a lot safer now because of it. Now, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the response is, if any. But you've seen what I said our response will be.
Yeah. What's that old Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil? We're seeing sympathy for the terrorist, and a lot of people are trying to justify that, hey, you know what, we should have just let this terrorist be. He should have been on his way, should have continued to kill American soldiers, harm, maim. He should have just, well, you know what, we should have just let bygones be bygones, let him do his thing, let him start killing people, whatever. And they had a chance and they took him out. President Obama designated him a terrorist. He's been on the list for a while. I don't know why you have to open up safe spaces. And there was one article. Let's see if we can grab it real quick. Yeah. So the Iraqi consulate in Detroit opened for condolences in the death of the Iranian general Soleimani. People have taken to social media. They show their disdain for what's going on right now at this consulate over in Detroit. But they said they're open the doors and they're out there to keep that safe space there to offer the condolences for people that are so broken up over the removal of this terrorist. President Trump also talked about the deal under President Obama during Rush Limbaugh's program earlier today.
They took the $150 billion and they took the $1.8 billion in cash and they got worse. And if you remember, right before the payment was made, they took 10 sailors and they humiliated those sailors, and they humiliated our country with the sailors down on their knees. And the only reason they released them was they wanted their first payment. It was just before the payment. If they had taken them after they got the money, they would have never released them. They'd be there now. Well, they wouldn't be there now with me, but they would be there for a long period of time. But you remember the 10 sailors that were 15 feet across the line. Probably they weren't. They don't even know if they were in Iranian waters. But they said they were slightly in Iranian water, so they humiliated them. But they released them because the money was due the following day. And they said, well, we don't want to, hey, why should they turn down $150 billion over the 10 sailors? But they humiliated those sailors and our country.
He also was bringing up the impeachment, the delaying, what's been going on. And yeah, he had a lot to bring up there and unfiltered. That's what he does, man. It's going to be quite a 2020. Whoever the presidential candidate's going to be for the Democrats to go up against Donald Trump, it's going to be a wild ride. Wild ride. I got a couple of more clips from earlier today. I'm going to play those coming up. I wanted to play one other clip that I missed from earlier between Josh Hawley and on the floor saying it's time to act. We're either going to send these impeachment articles to the Senate or not. You figure it out, all right? Pick it. Do it or don't do it, all right? We're not just going to leave it in limbo forever. And President Trump talks about why Nancy Pelosi is delaying. He's got a theory. He put it on Rush Limbaugh's program. We're going to talk about that coming up next on Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. All right. So we've got about another 40 minutes or so of this hour live, and then after midnight we do the replay hour, so we'll have our interview with Rich Rubino. We'll also have an interview with Kevin Miller after the 1 o'clock hour, so very cool. You can find both of those right now if you really want to at KMOX.com/ONA. So I wanted to play a couple more clips. Let me start off with this one. President Trump with Rush Limbaugh earlier today, you heard on KMOX. Oh, I should probably press play.
Couple of years. For instance, I want low taxes. They want to raise your taxes. How do you think that works? I couldn't win as a politician. I don't think Abe Lincoln could win as a politician. Borders. They want open borders. When you see the people that we're sending back and we're capturing now at record levels, these are, in many cases, they're murderers and they're people, they're drug dealers, and it's incredible. They want open borders. That means all of these people are going to be pouring in. And, of course, good ones will come in, too. But you have tremendous numbers of really bad people, including murderers and rapists and others. They want open borders. They want sanctuary cities. They don't want a strong military based on everything. I mean, we have to fight like crazy to get the strong military, and we have to give up things that we wouldn't give up if we had the House, as an example, if we were able to have enough. You know, we've always needed their vote because it was always very close. In fact, the first 2 years, we had a very, you know, tiny majority, so we always needed their votes. But when you see they want higher taxes, right? They want much more regulation. You know, I cut regulations more than any president in history by far, even though they were there for 4 and 8 years, and in one case more than that. We've got the all-time record. That was probably as important or more important as the tax cuts, the biggest, including Ronald Reagan, the biggest tax cut we've ever had. And we're actually taking in more revenue now than we did when we had the higher taxes because the economy is doing so well. But, you know, when you see them with open borders, Rush, you say, and sanctuary cities and all of these other things, you say, where are they coming from? Well, Israel's sort of the same. I put that in that same category. They're as far as I'm concerned, they're anti-Israel, totally anti-Israel.
Looking at some of the differences between his administration and how the Democrats have been handling it and some of the pushback he's been getting on some of the things he's doing. Now, he talks about why he believes Nancy Pelosi is delaying things. Before I play that, and this is just, man, he had such a dynamite interview on Rush Limbaugh earlier today. Josh Hawley, if we want to go back, our Missouri senator here, he's the one that beat Claire McCaskill, went to the Senate floor today, and he made his case of why there should be some sort of shot clock on these articles of impeachment. They've been sitting there for weeks. Nothing's been done with them. So are we going to just let them hang over and just hold out indefinitely? Is this just going to be like the you got a wild card you're going to hold on to and you're waiting and you're saving to play it? What's going on here? No, we don't think that it should operate this way. I don't think it should operate this way. You either decide to send it to the Senate or you don't. And if it's not sent to the Senate, it just dissolves. And that's the way it should be. There should be a time limit on this sort of thing. And he said, where is this all this urgency they've been talking about? So here's Josh Hawley from earlier today, and I want to compare that to what President Trump said during Rush Limbaugh's program.
The Constitution of the United States is really clear. The House has the power to impeach. They've done that. But the Senate, and the Senate alone, has the power to try. The Constitution, Article 1, says the Senate has the sole power to try impeachment cases, to adjudicate what has happened in the House, to examine the facts and to render a judgment of some sort. And now the House Speaker is attempting to prevent the Senate from carrying out its constitutional responsibilities, its constitutional prerogative. All of this division and rancor, all of this bitterness that she has put the country through, now for months on end, she apparently wants to continue indefinitely and deny this body its constitutional responsibility to conduct a trial. It's been 19 days. It could be 90 days. It could be 190 days. There is nothing that will stop the Speaker from sitting on these articles indefinitely. They could persist into the president's second term if and when he is reelected. That's the situation that we are now facing. And if Americans are sick of this impeachment saga, this partisan circus now, just wait when we're still sitting here in October or January of next year or January of the year following or who knows when without a trial.
All right. So he goes in and says, enough's enough. All right. We got to put some sort of shot clock. This is unprecedented. Sure, well, there hasn't been a lot of impeachments in the past, but still, it's kind of nonsense if you think about it. You hold this and you say there's great and grave, dire urgency to continue on with this. And there's the reason why we're doing it right now. And then you do nothing with it. So let's cut it out. Let's figure it out. Now, let's go back to the interview President Trump had with Rush Limbaugh earlier. Why is Nancy Pelosi delaying?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is affect the election illegally. But that's what they're trying to do. But the reason that they're not saying it, because they are a joke. They are not crimes. There is nothing there. They found nothing. We went through 2 years of a Mueller report. You know that better than anybody. Nobody covered it better. And we went through 2 years.
I think I'm more frustrated by it than you are. You've had to deal with it, but it makes a lot of us livid that this is there because there's nothing. Everything to this has been made up. It's worse than a hoax. The first part of it was a coup, and this is just a continuation of it.
Yeah, it's so sad for our country. I mean, think of it. We're fighting with Iran. We're fighting with all of these different places and in many cases doing great, making trade deals and doing so good. Our country is doing so good. But I have to spend, and my team has to spend time on this stuff. They found nothing. Just think of that for 2 years and an unlimited budget, unlimited talent, and they found nothing. And they come up with two articles that aren't even a crime.
Well, there was nothing to find. It was all made up.
All right. So there's a lot of big arguments that are being brought up here. And a lot of the arguments that you've heard in the past. So what are we bringing up? So we're bringing up based on emotion. We don't like the guy. We don't like the way the guy makes me feel. So obviously he should be removed from office. You could say, okay, is this a crime that is worthy of removing from office? If you believe it is, then you would say, then lay out your arguments for the crime with the evidence for the crime. And then during this trial, you'd be able to look at the evidence that's presented by the Democrats, and the Republicans would either refute it, the president's lawyers would refute it, they would downplay it, whatever it may be, and then you take a vote, and that's how you do it. None of that could happen unless those articles are handed over. Is it just going to be another sandbagging issue where they're just going to wait, and then try to hold this over as long as they can in order to give them something else to chatter about when there's a lull in the news or when they need it? Or is it really about justice? Is it really about trying to do what's fair and what's right? It's not about what's doing fair and right. It's not to them. It's just politics. It's just their strategy. You should be upset that this is the strategy that's going on. Here's President Trump. One more clip from Rush Limbaugh.
I think they've lost their minds. You want to know the truth. I really do. It's a terrible thing to say. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Like even the impeachment hoax. You take a look at that, and they have nothing. They have nothing. With one of the biggest investigations in history, they found nothing. The Mueller report. They found absolutely, think of it. They spent $45 million, 2 years. It's a hoax. They spent all of that time, all of that money, had brilliant people that happened to be, very, very, they were crazed. They were crazed. I mean, these people were dying to find something on Trump. They found nothing. I think there's very few people that you've ever met who could have had that. They had so many investigators. They were calling people that I haven't seen in years, and they got nothing. Think of that. Nothing. Very few people. And by the way, I'm sure they looked at my taxes. They looked at everything you had to look at. They looked at everything. And $45 million, and much more than that in the true sense. You know, in the real sense, it was much more than that. And they had 18. I used to call them 13 angry Democrats, but they increased it to 18 angry Democrats.
Whole party.
And smart, and very smart. Many were tied up with Clinton. They were involved with Clinton. But these people couldn't find anything on Trump. They would have loved, if I had a parking ticket, it would have been a major story. They found nothing. Even I was very impressed with how clean I am, Rush.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where we're at right now. So get ready, man. Buckle in. 2020 is going to be a crazy year. A few things I want to get to before the end of the show. And this is kind of funny. I was listening to this and I was cracking up. So, you know, Greta Thunberg, she goes and she'll speak to the different bodies overseas about climate change. You know, the how dare you? Oh, she doesn't go to school and travels or whatever it is. So there was a prank call. There's these two Russian guys that do these prank calls to politicians here in the United States. And it seems like they fall for it an awful lot. I mean, so many people have fallen for it. And it's ridiculous. Maxine Waters was the latest one. She thought she was getting a call from Greta Thunberg and her father. And some of the things they were saying. There's got to be a point where you would be able to understand you're getting had. But she never figured it out. We're going to play it for you. I think you'll get a good laugh. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX. The voice of the Cardinals.
Oh, this is so funny. So there are these two Russian pranksters, these trolls. They've called certain politicians, got online with them, and Adam Schiff was someone that was also on the phone call trying to accept foreign intelligence. It's so funny, all the things that they yell and scream about Donald Trump, that they're on tape doing even worse things. You know, Joe Biden with the quid pro quo. And I haven't played the Joe Biden leg story yet. Have I played, you know, every day I try to play this at least once. Joe Biden on the road some years ago.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
I tell you what. If I found out my kid was jumping on Joe Biden's lap, I would not be happy. That would be immediately. I'm going to go over and talk to this creep. Here's another quick one for you, another video that surfaced just recently.
Because I was 29, I'm like the token black or the token woman. I was the token young person. I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talk about it. But what happened was they said, come back when you're 40, son.
Those are two different parts of the same interview he was given. They were edited, quote, back to back to each other. He was the token black or the token woman, but he was the token young guy. Is that what he said?
Because I was 29, I'm like the token black or the token woman. I was the token young person.
I was the token young person prostituting myself out there. Oh, man. Every time there's a new Joe Biden clip that comes across my Twitter feed, I can't wait to listen to it. It's like must listen to. All right. So that puts us now with the prank call to Maxine Waters. Ties here to St. Louis, Missouri, of course. Now, Maxine Waters thought she was getting a call from Greta Thunberg, you know, the how dare y'all. And her father, they were on a phone call. Apparently, they were at some rally. And the premise of this prank call from these Russian pranksters is that they wanted Maxine Waters to say a few things to the crowd in order to show the support for climate change or whatever it is. And part of this is they're doing this in support of an island that doesn't exist. So I forgot what they said the island was. But it's obvious that this island's a fake island. No one's ever heard of it because it's non-existent. But you know what they do anyway? They decide, okay, whatever. She says, on the phone, I'll show my support and I'll get this crowd going. And then afterwards, apparently they step aside and they say, hey, hold on, we got some dirt on Donald Trump for you. Are you ready for this? So here, listen to how these pranksters just hooked her right along.
I want to tell you something confidential about the meeting of Greta and Trump in the UN climate meeting.
Yes, and I said to my dad that I want to share it with you. So it was really terrible. I'm terrified of what Trump's doing, and I even can't sleep or eat when I see him on TV. And it was really terrible meeting in the UN building in September with him, and I had nightmares afterwards. It's terrible. Oh, I don't know how to say about it. I saw him in the hallway. He was with security. I shouted at him, sign the Paris Climate Agreement again. He came over. He led it towards me and said softly, listen to me carefully, little girl. You will never achieve your goal. Like this Congress. No, fool, tried to accuse me.
He said, you will never achieve your...
Okay, so... All right, so she says, I was at the UN, and I yelled at Donald Trump to sign the Paris Accord again, and he walked up to me and he whispered into my ear, you'll never achieve your goals. All right, so Maxine Waters is about to go crazy about this.
Go.
He continued.
Oh, my goodness. Did you ask him if he would rethink signing the Paris Agreement? Was that your question to him?
Yes, that was. He added that, and you know what? I will tell you the truth. Anyway, I really wanted to push the Ukraine president to put my competitor on trail, and he will go to trail with you, with your bunch of ecology and Democrats. I already have a separate cage for all of you.
Okay, so it's Greta Stalin, that's the Maxine Waters. Now, did you catch that? I said, I'm going to go with the Ukraine president, and I already have a cage set out for all of you. I already have a cage set out for all of you. So at some point, Maxine Waters should be smart enough to realize she might be on a phone call with some pranksters.
I was crying.
Oh, my God. Did you cry?
Yes, I was crying, and even I cry now because it's very hard to remember this.
He said, you know, little girl, nobody believe you anyway. I'll tell you the truth. I really pushed on Ukrainian president, and you know that you will never achieve your goals like those congressional fools.
You'll never achieve your goals like those congressional fools.
Who accused me, and you know what? So nobody will believe you. You will be in trial like...
Nope. So he leans in. So this has turned into like a Bill Murray story. There's many folklore of Bill Murray showing up and doing things. I actually watched a documentary, I think it was on Netflix, of all of these wild stories of Bill Murray just showing up out of nowhere and doing something crazy and leaving, and that's it. In one of the stories, he's at a restaurant, he takes a French fry off of someone's plate, eats it, leans into the person and says, no one will ever believe you. You imagine trying to say, you won't believe what happened today. I was at a restaurant, Bill Murray ate a fry off my plate, said, no one will believe me, and then he walked away. Of course, people would look at that and say, no way that happened. That's no way. So he plays that same line on Maxine Waters. President Trump leaned in to Greta Thunberg, said, you'll never achieve any of your goals, little girl. I have a cage set out for you, and no one will ever believe you.
my competitor.
Yes, he added.
He mentioned Ukrainian president?
Yes, he said that, and he added, nobody will believe you anyway.
Nobody will believe you anyway. And what else did he say?
That's all.
And it was enough for me. Yes, it was terrible.
It was enough for me.
Okay, did you
cry? He said, that I'm a silly little girl. He laughed at me and ran away after that.
But you know, Greta always has a tape recorder in her pocket to record your performances. And those words of Mr. Trump got on the record. So we have audio evidence of that.
Are you going to be in Washington anytime soon? I want you to come and meet with me in Washington.
Okay. All of a sudden, you want that political dirt now, don't you, Maxine Waters? That's so funny. Oh, this is so hilarious. So these Russian pranksters, I don't know why all of the politicians fall for this over and over and over again. And it's always the same thing. We got dirt on Trump. What was the one said they had nude photos of Trump you wanted to send to Adam Schiff? And he was all about it. He couldn't wait to get these things. Oh, this is too much. This is just too much. This is the world we're living in today. 2020. Whew. All right, one more segment left on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Boop, boop, boop. Welcome back to Overnight America. We do the replay hour after midnight, so when the show starts at 8 o'clock, we go live for 4 hours, and then from midnight to 1, and then 1 to 2, it's a replay of the first 2 hours of the program. So coming up right after midnight, our friend Rich Rubino will go and run down some of the things that have been going down as of late. We'll talk about some polling, we'll talk about states, we'll talk about Josh Hawley, impeachment, we'll talk about fundraising, we'll talk about oversight, we'll talk about Iran. We got a lot to get to with him. In the second hour, after 1 o'clock, Kevin Miller is the author of Heart of Steel. So be careful when you start digging up the past, because you don't know what you're going to find sometimes. It's an interesting book, well-received as well. I wanted to just do a few things before we say goodnight. And if you got any final comments, you can call in or text in to 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So Harvey Weinstein is showing up in court now. It's his time to face the accusers. First day of sexual crime trial erupts. Lawyers trade insults. Before that happened, when he was limping into the actual court, I don't believe this whole bit that he's using a walker right now. I think he's just using that to look feeble. Do you believe it? I don't believe it, honestly. I think he's just trying to put it on because he think it's going to help his case. So here we are before it is to be the start of the trial, and there's accusers outside giving their statements. Well, Jeffrey Epstein walks into, not Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein walks into the court.
No matter what lies you tell yourself, you did this. Today, Lady Justice is staring down a super predator. You brought this upon yourself by hurting so many. You have only yourself to blame. You thought you could terrorize me and others into silence. You were wrong. We rose from your ashes.
Yeah. And it's really not looking good for him right now, and it shouldn't. So the rape trial of the movie mogul Harvey Weinstein began in Manhattan, erupted in some furious name-calling between lawyers, because why not? Abominable, degrading, humiliating. It was a sign of high stakes in a trial that marks the next chapter of the Me Too movement. According to The Guardian here, Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to 5 counts that includes raping a woman in 2013, forcing another woman to engage in oral sexual conduct in 2006, most serious charge, predatory sexual assault, carrying a maximum sentence of life. So you could be facing some pretty serious jail time. He's already up there in age. He's feeble to begin with. I wonder if they're just trying to lay the groundwork of he's so feeble he can't make it inside a jail, so just give him a house arrest. He can live in his house for the rest of his life. I wonder if they're going to try to pull that garbage. No, sorry, man. If you're guilty, you're guilty. Although it's well known that L.A. prosecutors are investigating, the charges still sent shockwaves across the country because the legal problems multiplied with an announcement that the prosecutors in Los Angeles had their own criminal charges. So you got New York going down and Los Angeles next. One charge of raping a woman, sexually assaulting another, an alleged 2-day spree back in February of 2013. That's not that long ago. More than 80 women have accused Weinstein of sexual misconduct. 80. Last month, he had a $25 million settlement reached involving more than 30 women. The deal had, since, he paid him off, he didn't have to admit any guilt in something like that. So this is where it happened. So he indicated that he would allow 3 women to testify, at least the court did, back in a sexual assault from 93. And Monday, the hearing erupted. Weinstein's attorneys were accused, the prosecutor accusing Weinstein's attorneys of behavior that's degrading and humiliating to accusers. In the last 72 hours, it's been their opinion that to talk to the evidence, to talk to the sealed discovery, to the public, to talk to the witnesses in a humiliating way. Then they went back and forth. That's how lawyers trash talk each other. Humiliated. You humiliated me. How dare you? One of those. I'm going to follow this, and it's going to be a lot more to it. Something else that's pretty exciting. I saw this drop on the Newswire, and it's pretty awesome. SpaceX has launched 60 more mini internet Starlink satellites into orbit to help bring coverage to underserved regions around the world. So they start off in the United States. They're going to try to expand this out to the world. Essentially, what they're doing is creating a satellite internet service. I'm so tired of internet service providers overcharging, underperforming. I am just so ready. I don't even need a track record with SpaceX or Starlink or anything like that. You'll find me signing up on day one. I'm so ready to drop my internet service provider. It's way too expensive for what you get. So what they did was they dropped the countdown, and then they were launching off to space, just like you would expect. It's kind of cool. You can watch these things online.
10. 9.
The video is streamed. You can go and see it. If you want to, it's so cool, the production value 4, they put into this.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Starlink to Falcon. Space Force launch.
So what they're doing is launching these 60 mini internet Starlink satellites in orbit, and it was successful, which is good. And they're saying even by this year, they want to roll it out here in the United States, where you can get, your satellite internet. And this is different from satellite TV. This is just specifically internet. And the whole idea is there's these really underserved areas they're far and few between in the United States that have some really no internet access. I mean, they're just super rural areas. The companies don't invest in it, but they want to be able to provide internet access to these people. So you can do it via satellite. You don't have to do the whole infrastructure of putting all the lines down, and it's very costly to do that. That's why a lot of these companies just skip it altogether. But if you live in some of these areas, hey, you're going to be serviced. And I think it's so cool. There's a demand there. He understands there's a demand. They're serving the demand. It's just as simple as it goes. Free market figures its way out. I love it. One last thing here real quick. I saw this in the Post-Dispatch. It's called Woman Falls Asleep While Testing Mattress, Spends the Night at a Richmond Heights Mattress Store. Can you believe that? If you go to the Post-Dispatch, they got it up there. So she dozed off while testing a mattress, got a rude awakening when she woke up, discovered that she slept there through the overnight. So officers were called to the store about 7:45 in the morning. An employee found the woman wandering through the business. She didn't know what to do. Woman told officers she was trying out a mattress, and next thing you know, she wakes up, it's the morning, and no one's around. How do they miss that, honestly? If you're a worker there, how do you not know? I've been to some mattress stores. It's not like this is every mattress store I've been into. One giant large room with all the mattresses. I mean, you could pretty much see every mattress on display if you're standing at any point of that building. You would have to purposely not pay attention, right? Are they not checking? Didn't you hear someone snoring? So she said she honestly made a mistake, and then they freaked out when they showed up the next morning. Rightfully so. Why is someone walking through the store? What is that person in there? They decided not to press charges, which is good. They shouldn't have pressed charges. I mean, that would have been a big, big publicity no-no. But what I want to know is what mattress the person fell asleep on. How comfortable is that mattress? If you're in the middle of a room where there's people walking around and you can sleep the entire night. And isn't it weird that if you have family members, you didn't show up, why wouldn't someone call you? Are you just such a lone wolf that if you don't go back, no one knows you're gone? Whatever that mattress is, if I were that store, I would advertise, here's the mattress that the lady slept in overnight and didn't realize it, because it's got to be the most comfortable mattress in the world. If it's not the most comfortable mattress in the world, I don't think I found one. That does it for us on Overnight America. We'll be back again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We got the replay couple of hours up next. Right after midnight, our friend Rich Rubino. After 1 o'clock, our friend Kevin Miller. And very good interviews with them. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. If there's any part of the show you missed, it's very easy for you to go back and download them by going to KMOX.com/ONA. That's where you'll get them. Or find it on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Overnight America. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you soon. Try not to fall asleep at a mattress store.
My heart beats with the long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.